Ervin, Paragyur Mishnah Yud. Neger Shiesh Berosha Glustera, if you have a beam, that at the edge of the beam, it had like a ball. So this is what a spice crusher would look like. It was like a stick with a ball at the end. And this is a kli shemalachdul iser, but they're using it as a lock for a door. Rabbi Eliezer iser. So Rabbi Eliezer asers you to lock your door with this. Unless, the Tfarisol explains, it's tied to the door. Because if it's not tied to the door, it appears that you're being baina. Even though you're using a kli, that it should be obvious that this isn't becoming part of the house. Nevertheless, it appears that way, and Rabbi Eliezer asers it. For Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi maters it. And like the Taisus Yontif explains, since it has a Tiras kli, even though it's a kli shemalachdu le'iser, since it's letzarech gufo, you're allowed to be metaltalid, and obviously there's no problem of it being mechsi kebona. Rabbi Eliezer. So really, actually, the Mefarshim claim Lecha Shlomo, that's really Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua was in the same time of a contemporary of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi, and he was earlier than Rabbi Yossi. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Maisa b'Knesset shebet Tveria, there's a Maisa in the Beis HaKnesses, in Tveria shayanoigin by Heter. So they allowed people to just use this type of lock, even if it wasn't tied. Achabara Megumlil Vazakenim, Vasulahan, until Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim asered it. So you see that it's Aser, because Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim asered it. Rabbi Yossi Amar, the other way around, Isser Naguba, they never mattered it. But Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim v'hitiru lahan, and they came and they mattered it. And this is the way the Rav learns the Mishnah, the way we explained as far as it not even being tied. There are those that are chaylik on him. But either way, the Rav says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi.